This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. Weather permitting, there are a number of fundraisers scheduled for the rest of this month. January 25th is particularly busy with several events planned, including Le Chocolate Feast, the Walk a Mile in My Shoes sale, and Paint the Town Red. If you're looking for something a bit more competitive, you may be interested in the Boys and Girls Club of Benton County's Texas Hold'em Tournament or the Literacy Council of Benton County's annual Scrabble Wars. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has details about the latter.
Vicki Ronald, Executive Director of the Literacy Council of Benton County, says several literacy councils around the country host Scrabble tournaments. The local event allows guests to participate in one of two categories, depending on whether they want to play serious Scrabble, meaning they cannot use reference materials, or if they want to cheat by looking up words on their phones or bribing judges.
You sit around a table, all the tiles are dumped out, and as a team you work to make the highest scoring Scrabble game. And it's timed, a whistle blows, you have to stop. We have judges that walk around and you keep your own score, but we verify it. And then we have two categories, the champions and then the dubious champions. And the dubious champions are the ones that they have thousands and thousands of points because they've bribed judges, they've kissed the bald heads, they've gotten up and on stage and done Elvis songs, impersonations. I mean, they'll do anything to win more points. And that's the whole idea. And of course, I mean, bribing the judges is another way we raise money.
Each team has 45 minutes to make the highest scoring Scrabble game they can. The event supports the work of the Literacy Council of Benton County. Ronald says the nonprofit organization, which was founded in 1972, trains and facilitates volunteer tutors to teach adults to improve their English, which involves reading, writing, and speaking.
Right now, about 70% of our students are ESL students, and they are motivated adults. They know that in order to succeed here, they need to know English and they need to know it well. And they study hard and they go on to get better jobs, get promotions within their jobs, save enough money to get a house. And after they've been here 5 years, they'll go for their citizenship. And we help walk them through all those steps. It's just, I think it's just so important. As far as nonprofits go, yes, people must eat. They must have a place to eat and to live and to stay warm and safe. But after that, if they can't read, they're always going to be looking for a handout. And it's a cliche, and I hate to use cliches, but we give a hand up and not a handout. And it's ongoing, and it makes a lasting difference.
Ronald says they have about 50 volunteer tutors, and the organization serves more than 200 students. She says volunteers are asked to come twice a week to meet with students for an hour and a half each time. However, she says that schedule can be flexible. While the upcoming fundraiser centers around the game of Scrabble, the event also features a silent auction. This year, guests can bid on an assortment of items, including a handmade quilt, a Total Gym 1900, Duncan Hines products, and Emeril Lagasse cookware. Assistant Director Kathy Chambers says the silent auction is their main source of income.
We have so many friends in the community who donate items to us. The small businesses and some of the vendors, and we put together some wonderful baskets and gift packages that are really exciting, and that is our main fundraiser. And I think last year we netted about $20,000, which is wonderful for us.
Autographed books are also available in the silent auction. Executive Director Vicki Ronald says one of their board members spends quite a bit of time contacting authors, explaining the fundraiser to them, and then asking the writers for autographed books.
It's amazing. I'd say 95% of our books are signed by the author. And there's some really obscure ones, and then there's some bestsellers. And one of my favorite ones was we got Eric Weissel once signed a book and sent it to us. And we got Graham Nash's Scrabble board, his actual used Scrabble board with him, a picture of him standing there, you know, with his Scrabble board. So there's a cult out there of Scrabble people. I didn't know this, but there is. And it's fun to watch them when they come. That's the best thing, is just watching them play. That's the most fun.
Ronald says the increased popularity of Words with Friends, a word game similar to Scrabble you can play on a number of electronic devices like your smartphone, has helped with the event, where, she says, people often have a good time.
One person said this is the most fun event. They use their, you know, there's something to do, and they want to win one of the categories. And also, it's casual. I mean, it's dressy comfortable is what we say. And we have a lot of people say, oh, I just love this event because, heck, I'm just so comfortable here. And also, it's over early. It's over by 9. And so the younger people, we're like the pre-party. And then the older people think, oh, good, I get to go home now. That's me.
The 7th annual Scrabble Wars will begin at 6 p.m. January 25th at Doubletree Suites in Bentonville. Admission is $50 per person. If you're interested in becoming a tutor, the Literacy Council of Benton County will host a tutor training session at 9:30 a.m. next Wednesday at the Rogers Public Library. More information is available at goliteracy.org.